The name of the patient is Donald Pendleton. The last name is P-E-N-D-L-E-T-O-N. T-O-N. Pendleton. Donald. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white male patient that is following the clinic because of acute renal failure after intestinal obstruction. The patient was on dialysis for a couple of times. We know that he has a small left kidney, and today in the laboratory workup that was done on May the 4th of this year, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 14, and estimated EFR of 68. A normal serum electrolytes, albumin with a normal range. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with the ...479 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is elevated. At this point, we are going to repeat the determination prior to the next appointment, and if the proteinuria remains for higher than 200, we will start him on finerenone. Following number. Number two, this patient has coronary artery disease. He was exposed to Agent Orange. His status was coronary bypass graft. The patient has been very well compensated. He has followed the instruction of the plant-based diet, low sodium diet, and he has been asymptomatic from that point of view. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is also under control. The patient has atrial fibrillation on Eliquis. However, at the time of the examination, we didn't get the cardiac arrhythmia through clinical examination. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes of the time reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.